Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where I explore the common and uncommon interests of Black people in order to help us feel seen. Please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are what? 5-star bitches, or T.O. Gotti. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and everything else. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today, joining me to chat about Olivia Rodrigo, we have award-winning journalist and podcaster and bestie of the show, Jewel Wicker. Pew, 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 pew. Hi, Jewel.
Hello, hello.
I know the folks are going to be excited to hear from Jewel. They be like, oh my God, I love the episodes with Jewel. So, happy birthday, y'all. Congratulations.
Not happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
I would say, is there anything you want to say, but you done been on the podcast enough that I feel like
Hey, y'all. So, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Before we dive into Olivia Rodrigo, we have Song of the Week. My Song of the Week this week is very different from the topic of today's show. It's very different from Olivia Rodrigo. I, over the weekend, went to a listening session for Rihanna's Anti, put on by this, I don't even know what to call it, I guess a group called Slow Jams, and they have an event called Vinyl and Vino, and every session is a different album. We listen to it on vinyl in its entirety, and they have wine, and it's very fun. Check it out if you have not. It's on the Dice app if you want to look it up. It's in Los Angeles. I think they have one in New York too if y'all want to go. But they did Rihanna's Anti over the weekend, and I was having the time of my life listening to Anti. I forgot how good of an album Anti is.
It really is.
I feel like I didn't give it enough credit when it first came out. I was like, I liked it, but very lightly. I liked it
I liked it, but lightly.
I remember being like, ah. It was like 50-50 for me. I like 50% of the songs.
That's
and didn't
interesting.
Like 50% of the songs. But upon listening to it in the listening session, I was like, oh, it's probably closer to 75-25, maybe 80-20. Like that I like a good most of this album, like a couple of them I could do without. But my Song of the Week is Same Old Mistakes. It's a fantastic song. The Tame Impala sample. Everything about it is so layered. It's thorough. Rihanna's voice is great on it. I was high as hell also during the listening session.
Okay.
That was the...
I feel like Same Old, yeah, that's a good cover, and it's a very good song to listen to high, I'm going to assume. So I support that behavior.
Mm-hmm. Not sure you're going to assume. Jewel said, I'm nothing like you.
You know, I don't smoke. I don't know nothing about that. But it sound like it. If I did, like it would be a good time.
And it was, in fact, can confirm. It was a good time. And, it, you know, I actually started to get pissed off because I haven't been that upset with Rihanna about her lack of music releasing. But after listening to Anti in its entirety, 8 years later, I said, Rihanna, please stop playing with me. Like, I've actually had it now.
I toggle back and forth because I'm annoyed. But then I also, so I've been a Rihanna fan since Ponder Replay, okay? Every album. And there was a time in Rihanna's career where she put out an album every November. Like, every single November, Rihanna put out a new album. That's a work ethic that
she
I don't...
She was following Drake's season.
You know what I'm saying? I don't ascribe to.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to tell her she need to put out more music? If you want to just sit back and be rich and have babies, girl, do it. You know what I'm saying? That's your era.
You know what
so,
I mean?
So, selfishly, I do want the music. But being realistic, Rihanna was heavy in the music streets for a very long time. And consistent for a very long time. So, if she want to take a break or do whatever, I guess that's all right.
Okay. You know... I guess, because as someone who also would love a little breaky break, an 8-year breaky break sounds fantastic to me personally.
I don't get no break.
So I respect that for her, certainly. I have not always been a Rihanna fan, not music-wise. I've always been a fan of Rihanna, but I have not always been a fan of Rihanna's music. I think the two albums that I like are Loud and Anti, and everything else I could do without, personally.
Wait a minute. Rated R? You didn't like Rated R?
I like the singles from Rated R.
That's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Rated R came out when
the Serbia's on Rated R, right?
Maybe, yes. Rated, I remember the deep cuts more than I remember the singles from Rated R. The Disturbia would definitely be at the bottom of my list for Rated R. No offense. But that album came out when I was maybe a junior or a senior in college. And G4L was like me and my, don't do that. Every time I mention how old I am, it's really upsetting. You basically just call me a grandma.
No, that's really my fault. No, it couldn't have been a junior or senior in college. There's no fucking way. Sequoia, I was in high school when Rated R came
out. In high school, I said, did I say college?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So I was a junior.
Okay,
senior.
I was about to say, Jewel, like, please.
The album came out in, I was a junior or senior in high school when it came out. And
okay.
G4L was like me and my little friend groups, like 2009. So I was a senior. Me and my friends, little, like, that was our rallying cry, our little anthem. I love it. And that's, I mean, we're Army Better Yet a Navy. I feel like that's where the Navy kind of name came
that's
from.
That's a good one.
It's really, yeah, it's canon. You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you not like Rated R?
I didn't like the music that much.
I think that's because you weren't like a dark child. You like to pretend that you were a dark teen, but you weren't really a dark teen the way, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's very fair, because the more I talk to you, you was really on some emo shit. You didn't have it outwardly. You wasn't dressing like you was on some emo shit, but you was really on some emo shit as a kid that clearly I was not having.
It was in my chest. It was in me, not on me. Okay?
Like,
for real.
I guess so. One of my childhood best friends, her name is Terry. Her partner is always like, Sequoia and Terry were so happy as children.
Yeah, like
y'all must have been so happy.
Why were you so joyous? Like, that's crazy.
You know what
I'm
like?
Did you not have?
I thought I was moody. I thought I was brooding.
No, girl, you were not.
Nari be like, no, you weren't.
You like broody-ish music, but you didn't really have a broody soul.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay. Well. Anyways, do you have a song that you would like?
I was going to pick a song that was not related, but then I want it to be like on theme. So mm-hmm. I picked, do you know Liz Phair? I feel like you wouldn't know who Liz Phair is. I knew you wouldn't. Okay. Liz Phair. Mm-hmm. It was just sad, but we're going to move on. Liz Phair put out an album in 1993. It is canon. It's called Exile to Godville. Don't make faces. Zillennial, please. I was one when the album came out, so I was not in the trenches. I'm not trying to pretend. But there is a song on there called, first of all, when I think of like albums that are like canon for like coming of age as a young woman, I think of like that album. I think of Control by SZA. I think of Control. There's certain like albums that I think of. Exile to Godville is certainly one of them. You Googling as I'm talking is really about to send me into a headspin.
I'm Googling it.
Mm. There's a song called Fucking Run on there. And I, when I was probably teenager to early college, that was like the iPod days. And so mm-hmm. I would give people my iPod and they would put music on in exchange for me putting them on to certain music. And this guy put a bunch of like rock, punk, kind of like, a lot of songs on there, and I'm pretty sure that is where I got Exile to Godville from. And I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I was 22. I was in my early 20s, very bleak, very dark time in my life, and I heard Fucking Run for the first time, and I thought, wow, that is a lady who is depressed and gets it. That is a lady who it's
depressed and gets it.
One of the lyrics is, I can feel it in my bones, I'm gonna spend my whole life alone. And I said, oh Liz, I feel you.
And you was like,
I was
yeah.
like, girl, means. I was crying
and
driving to Harrisburg.
Now you're in a happy, healthy relationship.
Move on.
At 32.
Move on. I'm not 32. So take it back.
You.
I'm not 32 yet. Sequoia.
At 31.
Sequoia. I swear to God.
So this tells y'all, if you're feeling sad in your 20s, your 20s is just a sad time.
Honestly, it
overall.
Is a little bleak. Your 30s is not sad, but you know, you can find
enough.
Okay,
please,
I'm sorry.
Please,
I
enough. I have to look forward
I'm
to
sorry,
something.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, please.
I'm sorry.
Enough.
But anyway, the song is really. Liz Phair is one of those people who writes about like womanhood in a way that is just incredible, but also not as. Like glossy as like when I think of like Taylor Swift, right? Like, you know, I love Taylor, you know, I'm a Swiftie, but like her writing has a glossier sheen to it than like Fucking Run, which is fucking run even when I was 17, even when I was 12. Now Liz, why were you who was fucking and running at 12? What were you doing, Liz? I'm confused.
Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. The lyrics are fuck and run. It's not fucking run.
No, fuck and run. she's talking about how she was, the song is basically about her being with this guy, and she woke up in his bed, and he's like, girl, I'm gonna call you later. And she's like, he's not going to. It's fucking run. It's been this way my whole life, even when I was 17.
And she said, even when she was 12.
She said, even when I was 17, even when I was 12. And I'm like,
okay, now.
Liz, I don't want to judge, baby, because I don't know your life. I don't know what was going on.
Are you okay? Now, if y'all haven't listened to the 13 episode, the last episode that, the episode previous to this one.
What you doing, baby?
That's
girl?
Giving very.
Because when she 13, said, even when I was 12, I almost crashed my damn car. I said, what were you, Liz?
Why was you behind the wheel?
I was driving when the song came. It came up on random for the first time when I heard it. And I
you
said,
almost
Liz.
Crashed your car, not her.
Yeah, I said, Liz, when you was 12. And then when she said, even when I was 17, I said, okay, girl. Even when I was 12.
Sure.
I said, who was fucking and running when you were 12, Liz?
That's.
Where did they go? They couldn't have gone far. They were 12. I hope they were 12, too. I pray they were.
they went back to middle
Where
school.
Where did they
right.
go?
Who? I pray. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know. Please.
Moving forward. I did bring the darkness. But that is, I think of Exile to Gavriel. And I think that it is a project that you would actually genuinely enjoy, Sequoia. So I think that you should.
Okay. Hold on. I love teen angst.
It's an angst. And I support it. She wasn't in her teens when she made the song, but it definitely has that like youthful angst to it that is really incredible. And it stands the test of time, right? Like that's one of those like albums that like even when it gets reviewed today when they do retrospectives, it's still like glowing reviews.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that certainly makes sense. Okay, let's start a break. Before we dive into our main topic.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, Bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
And we're back. Main topic, Olivia Rodrigo. We are here with Jewel Wicker. I have some Wikipedia knowledge on Olivia that I would like to impart on you guys real quick. Olivia Isabel Rodrigo is an American singer, songwriter, and actress. She first rose to prominence as a child actress on Disney television programs Bizardvark and High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. Did I watch High School Musical, The Musical Series? Yes,
that's
I
weird.
Did. Okay. After her 2020 signing with whatever record label she signed with, I don't even want to pretend I can pronounce that one, Rodrigo released her debut single, Driver's License, which broke various records and became one of the best-selling songs of 2021, helping her achieve mainstream fame. She followed up with singles Deja Vu and Good For You and released her debut studio album, Sour, in 2021. The album earned her critical commercial success, winning various accolades, including 3 Grammys, a Disney Plus documentary, Olivia Driving Home to You, followed in 2022, chronicling her creative process with Sour. In 2023, Rodrigo released her second studio album, Guts, supported by singles Vampire, Bad Idea Right, Get Him Back, the former of which became her third number one single in several countries.
Period.
I have been on this Olivia Rodrigo train since 2021. So whenever Driver's License came out, I was on. I was on
But
board.
You had watched her in whatever the High School Musical, The Musical, whatever the
hell. I didn't really. I did watch
you watched
her
it after.
In High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. No, I watched it before. I watched it when it came out.
Well, now what was going through your mind when you decided to cut that on?
Because I liked High School. You didn't like High School Musical?
Not enough. I didn't even know High School Musical, The Musical existed until she came out with Driver's License and they said she in High School Musical, The Musical. And I said, what the hell is that?
It's High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. So it's...
news to me.
It's pretty much... It's real meta. You know what I mean? You kind of have to be there. You kind of have to understand it's real meta. But it was pretty much... the kids from whatever the high school was that they went to in High School Musical putting on a musical version of the movie High School Musical from Disney Channel.
And this was on Disney Plus? Uh-huh. And you think that I was watching this Disney Plus series?
You should have. Okay. You should have. Did you watch the Proud Family reboot?
That's different. Of course I did.
Exactly. So, yes, I started watching Miss Olivia Rodrigo in 2020. Didn't really think much of her when I was watching her on High School Musical, the musical series. Couldn't really get through the series, in fact. It was funny at first. They were in on the joke. And then it stopped feeling like they were in on the joke of it. And I was like, okay, it's less funny now. And then it became clear it was for children. And I was like, oh, it's not for
I did think it was abundantly clear that it wasn't for us. But okay. And
it's just kind of crazy as you get old and you are no longer part of the target demographic. You know, I just was struggling to come to terms. So
to be clear, that's where her and Sabrina and that man met, right? The boy or whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
I know that part.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I was on board in 2021 when she released Driver's License. I was already here. When did you come into Olivia Rodrigo fandom?
When people was falling on the bed on TikTok singing Driver's License, and I said, sign me up.
Yes.
Sign me up.
That's your type of carrying
it
on.
Is. It is. I said, you know, these are the songs that I listen to, and I go, dang, I wish I was 18 and mad at a boy again. What a time. What a time.
Very much. Yeah. Driver's License was crazy, too. What a hell of a debut. I was like, wow, these are some real lyrics in here.
Such great storytelling. The way that she laid it out, the way the angst, the emotion, the drama. Ugh, perfect. No notes.
It was so drama. And her singing voice is also really good. I feel like we don't give that enough credit. Miss Olivia's singing voice is really good.
I was thinking that on Vampire.
She has perfected her little instrument.
Like hearing her sing Vampire live. So impressive. I'm like, girl, y'all throw down her? It's crazy.
I was watching a TikTok breakdown of the vocals on Vampire by a vocal coach. And the vocal coach was talking about her breath control pretty much and saying like, on Vampire, she doesn't breathe.
No.
Like, there's just long periods where she's still...
And she's just...
You know, right? She's still going. She's still belting out, and doesn't take a breath in for a long fucking time. And they had other singers trying to replicate it in the video, and they couldn't do it without taking a breath. And I was like, look.
Olivia is that girl.
A singer.
I don't feel like I would... If I got a free ticket, I would absolutely go and see her perform live. I don't know that I would pay money to see Olivia Rodrigo. I think I've aged out of that. And I think I don't find her to be that compelling of a performer from what I've seen. I know you're going.
I'm being attacked.
But.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
But I love her music now. That's my jam. Mm-hmm.
So I did, in fact, grab tickets to Olivia Rodrigo. And as I was grabbing tickets, I saw a tweet that read the following. If you are 25 plus, do not buy Olivia Rodrigo tickets. This is for us. Go see Pink or Kelly Clarkson.
That's rude.
And you know
that's
what?
That's actually really disrespectful. And I don't like that.
That's really fucking
that's
rude.
That's so mean.
That was really fucking rude.
Pink and I laughed or Kelly as I got Clarkson? My tickets.
Yeah. Go see Pink or Kelly Clarkson.
That's going to piss me off. That's really going to piss me off.
You know, and I laughed at 29 as I got my tickets. That's likely better than the tickets that the 24-year-olds could afford.
Here
because
you go. Okay,
I'm
now
an adult.
Here we go. Here
okay?
We go.
Because I'm grown.
Now it's
so worry
messy.
About you and your tickets and your pockets. Don't worry about me and my tickets and my pockets, what I'm doing over here. And also, I'm bringing a 12-year-old. Is that sufficient? Is that good
no,
enough for you?
No, now you're using her to try to fit in. And now you just called the target audience broke.
They called me old.
Well, I guess
so,
that's true. That is fair.
Tit for tat.
I feel like when, because you know.
I'm old, you broke.
I don't know if you do this. Actually, I know you don't. I'd be making up reasons or I'd be looking for reasons to get into music, even if I'm not into it. So,
no, I don't.
So I remember when Sour came out and Driver's License came out and all of those songs. Like, I used to be like, if my boyfriend didn't like text me back fast. This was like when me and my boyfriend first met. So if he didn't text me back fast enough or something, I'd be like, Olivia, bring it home.
I hope he doesn't know this. I hope you've kept this to yourself and you haven't.
I don't think he knows that. I would have no shame in telling him that, but I don't think he knows.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of like I guess it's not like an actor because I'm not getting paid to be this level of dramatic, but it's, you know, you got to get into this.
You're not.
You got to get into character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Black people kept asking non-black people to get back to their roots and stop with SoundCloud rap. They said, what happened to punk rock music? And look, Miss Olivia was listening. She said, bet. I got you. You don't want me to rap? I won't.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I'll take y'all back to y'all early 2000s. She was born in 2003, by the way. But she was like, yeah, I'll take y'all back to whatever little heyday y'all used to have with your old asses, is what she said. And she gonna keep getting my money for that reason. I appreciate that she could take direction and that she's not going the SoundCloud rap route, a la A Bad Baby or et cetera, et cetera.
I couldn't tell you a thing that Bad Baby has ever done. I couldn't tell you, not one thing.
She has a trending song on TikTok right now. It's that Gucci flip flop song.
Oh, that's her.
It's that, yeah.
I didn't think that was a real person.
High as a bird.
I thought that was like a joke.
Yeah. That's a real Bad Baby
song. You know
song.
How like they take, like some people take sounds from like people who are not famous and like it becomes, that's what I thought it was. Yes. Like it was a sound from somebody like playing.
And to be fair, that is her entire career.
Playing.
She started off as a sound on Dr. Phil playing. And she spun that shit into a very lucrative career. So congratulations to her, I guess.
I saw this guy on Twitter who used to be a producer for Dr. Phil. And he was like, my biggest regret, not her, but the girl who has the very bad hair. She's a black girl and her hair is like straight, but it's like very.
The black girl.
And she was like, I'm white. Then was she saying she was white? What was she saying?
She said, I'm nothing like you Negroes.
Oh, whatever she said. He was like, this is my biggest regret. And the biggest, like my biggest regret was like booking her. Let's do a retrospective with the Dr. Phil producers about who they wish they did not give a platform to.
Yes, very much her. Funny enough, I was thinking about that girl the other night. For some reason, I was thinking about Bad Baby, and I started thinking about that other black girl that was trying to go the Bad Baby route with her very stiff, unsilk press.
It was not silk pressed. I don't know how to describe it.
It was velvet press, hard press.
It was who?
I don't know. I don't know how to put it.
I felt bad. Anyways. That's sad. Go on.
And I started thinking, like, are y'all not embarrassed that y'all had her on your platform? So I'm happy to hear that
he
somebody did.
It was a black man, and he said he was very appalled. I think now he works for, like, the Today Show or something like that. Like, his career, he's gone on to be fine. But, like, he's, like, looking back at it, I absolutely regret giving her a platform. Zero stars.
I'm happy that we're all on the same page for that now, because that was not okay. But back to Miss Olivia. Much of Olivia's music is about teen love, teen heartbreak, your favorite topics. Do you have any teen heartbreak love stories that you would like to share with us? I do have one that I will share. But do you have one that you would like to share? She's thinking.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to share it. If I have a teen.
Do you want me to share mine first story. And then you can share yours? You can decide. You can determine?
Yeah, you share yours and then I'll share mine.
Okay. Okay. When I was 14, I was dating.
Oh, God.
I put that very loosely because who the fuck is dating somebody at 14? I think it was between the time I was 13 and 14, that year's time, I was dating this white boy named Zach. This is the only white boy even to this day that I've dated. And
isn't that the one that looked a little strange?
Dating? Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. And can you even really count it as dating? You know what I mean?
Really I thought I told you to stop claiming that man. I really thought I did. I said that like, at least 2 years ago, you know, to stop telling people you dated that man.
So I quote unquote dated the white boy Zach when I was
And by name.
Zach is a common name. Any white boy named Zach. Every white boy named Zach. Just because you won't tell your common name, man, okay? Your man's name is also
the most common name in the whole world.
You won't even get it.
Whole name is common, and I'm still like, who?
If you Google it, you would not be able to find him. You wouldn't be able to find him. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Zach, when I was 14, my mom was very anti this relationship. Not because the boy was white necessarily, but because she felt that the boy was weird and she felt that his family was racist. Zach was homeschooled.
So where the hell you meet Zach at? Because you went homeschooled.
Me and Zach had a mutual best friend. I had a boy best friend at the time who was also best friends with Zach because they grew up on the same block. They went to the same elementary school, all that shit. So Zach was homeschooled. I was intro to him via our mutual best friend. This was like during the height of the Twilight time. Okay. This was very 2007, 2008, height of Twilight. He was very vampire-esque. And me, much like most other girls, I loved a vampire. Also, for a 14-year-old, you know, he was like 6 foot. He was taller. He was very like dangerous seeming. He always carried a knife on him. He had jet black hair. He was like really pale. And I was like, oh my God, look, I found my little vampire boo. So me and Zach used to hang out all the time. My mom used to take me to the mall to hang out with him, but I wasn't allowed to hang out with just him. It had to be other people there too. So I would beg my friends to come with me to go hang out with Zach. And we would have a little, you know, a little la-di-da time. It would be cute. Eventually, my mom got sick of that shit. She got fed up. She was like, yeah, I won't be taking you to go see Zach anymore. I remember one time Zach pulled up to my house. I don't even remember how he knew where I lived because I didn't live nowhere near where he lived. He pulled up to my house and brought me a single black dried rose that he had dried himself.
Sequoia, I'm being tested.
That he had dried himself, and a charm bracelet. Very sweet. That is very sweet. Very cute. And I was like, yeah, mom, see, even you can't stand in the way. You can't stand in the way of our love. Like, that's my
a black dried rose.
I think he had spray painted it black, and he had put it in this little box.
Be embarrassed.
And it was dried. No, because at this time I was in my fingerless glove, black fingernail tie.
Cosplaying my culture. You were cosplaying my culture.
I was cosplaying your culture that you weren't even cosplaying at all. Okay. At least I was making use of it, okay? You was playing with it on the inside. I had my dark eyeliner. He also wore dark eyeliner, you know. It was a time. It was a good time. My mom was like, oh, you think that I can't prevent this if I want to prevent this? She was like, yeah, you're done. You're done. And I remember I didn't tell Zach that. We just suddenly couldn't hang out anymore. And he broke up with me. And I was so mad at my mom. I was so upset with my mom. I remember that being the first little inclination of heartbreak. I wasn't even really that heartbroken now that I look back at it.
Oh my God.
I remember riding in the car, looking out the window.
You gotta make it stop.
Being so mad at my mom. But I wasn't really that heartbroken. But yeah. And if I had an Olivia Rodrigo album to run at that time, my mom would have been sick of it. I would have ran that shit up through the household. She would have been like, turn that little girl off.
See. Over Zach.
Over Zach.
Mm-hmm. And a black rose, a dried black rose. That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Well, if you mm-hmm. like it, I love it, sweet pea.
It was a good charm bracelet, too. It was cute.
You probably still got it.
I probably do somewhere. See? It's up in storage, I'm sure. I have it in a Converse shoebox, naturally, as one does for things in 2008.
Alrighty.
That's my story.
I guess my story, I don't know. I didn't really date that much in high school, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But
did you get your heart broken?
Not many a times, but a couple times. But the story that I always love to tell now, because Atlanta's too small and this is the example of how dating in Atlanta is just a hellhole, is that I used to beef with a girl over a boy when I was in high school, and we beefed heavy. Like, this was a beef, okay? Beef in the streets. And okay, it was a thing over this boy. I guess I was about 16, and it was a known thing, so everybody knew that we fell out over this boy. Fast forward to almost 3 years ago, I meet my boyfriend, and he keeps being like, you would love my cousin, who also has a common name. And I'm like, okay, great, like, we just met. Like, I'm not finna meet your cousin no time soon. But he keeps telling me how much I would love his cousin and how great of friends we would be. And then one day he pulls up the cousin's Facebook page and I slid the fuck off the couch because I said, I know that ain't who I think it is. I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I think that
and
is.
And he said, y'all friends? And I said, not quite. But now we are. Now we're cool. And it is the funniest full circle story. And I think, who would have thought teenage Jewel would have been like, ain't no way in hell. But because Atlanta's small and dating is treacherous, Here we are. Now me and a girl are not on.
That's black people for you.
Yeah.
Black people about one degree separation from every other black person everywhere.
From beefing to the family function. Here we are.
It's crazy.
Here we are. And genuinely, he was right. And I've always felt, I think we've both said this to each other, where it's like, you know, we really would have been friends if we weren't beefing over that boy. We had similar taste in music. We were just similar in our like personalities, all of this stuff. I think she introduced me to the Beatles. Like, we like had very similar dispositions. And if it wasn't for that darn boy, we probably would have been friends a long time
ago.
If it wasn't for that darn boy.
That's really a general sentiment.
If it weren't for that darn boy.
A lot of life, you can use that.
I had such terrible taste up until my late 20s, honestly. I've picked terribly, consistently.
Damn.
Did you not? You don't feel that way about your taste?
I think my taste was pretty solid. Everything after the white boy was pretty good.
I told you, people see my boyfriend. I'm not mad. I hate introducing my boyfriend to like people because they'll be like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. We love you so much more than we like that last boy. Like, they'll like tell him like, oh my God, the guy she used to date. And I'm like, well, damn, maybe I hadn't told him that.
Oh my God. Right.
They be dragging me to high heel in front of him. He'd be like, yeah, I heard. So that's that. I did have terrible taste. I own it. We don't need to drag it out. Yeah, it's not a thing, but I did.
That's fine. I feel like most people are in your camp and that they feel like their teenage self, their younger self definitely have bad taste. Obviously, Miss Olivia Rodrigo feels that way. She's written about it a bunch. But if I were to write some songs, I would pretend like I had bad. I would definitely write some emo, fuck these boys.
You couldn't get into it. Because the thing about songwriters like Olivia Rodrigo is like, you can go back and dig into the archives and be like, okay, what really happened here to make you write this song? And you be like, girl, that's it. Because people who write songs are able to like mine the depths of like a very like surface level thing to get the most drama out of it. You can't do that.
Yeah. I could do it. I could pull some heartbreak. It might not come from relationships, but I could pull some heartbreak. That's fair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's got to be like, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. How could you, like, favorite crime? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be like, you didn't break my heart. You committed a crime. You committed a crime.
Like, you should be punished. Yes. You should go to jail.
Our hands are bloody because of what you've done to me. You know what I mean? Like, I love that level of drama. It's great.
I do feel that. Olivia also has a lyric where she says, like, what is the lyric? It is on driver's license. And she says something like, I don't know. I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. That one used to choke me in my throat. I'd be like, how could you really be so okay?
That would be the line that registers with you, main character energy. It would be. Yeah. That would be the line that you're like, no, I really don't get how you could be okay right now. Like, you don't have me and you're fine.
Is this a front? Like, this can't be fucking for real. You can't be being fucking for real. You can't be.
That is absolutely the line that would resonate with you for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Am I the drama? Am I the problem? I don't think I'm the problem. No, I wouldn't go as far as to say I'm the problem.
But I think even like.
You're certainly the drama.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
But that's.
Yeah.
That's a part of the appeal. Do you know what I mean?
That's the fun part.
I think to like bad idea, right? And I'm like, I have absolutely been the friend that's like, we're friends. You don't hang out with your friends? Like, that's my friend. Girl. Like, what do you mean? That's my friend. Like, I've absolutely been that girl. Or been like, I hope my friends don't check my location.
Wow.
I'm not at the house.
No, I ain't never been that girl. Cause
you haven't.
One thing about me, I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm doing before I do
really?
It. There's no world in which I haven't. You should know this, Jewel, by now. I talk through my bad decisions with my friends before I make them. And so that doesn't stop me from making
that's
them.
That's fair, because I'll tell you, still Sequoia, make that's bad dumb decisions. As hell. Sequoia, that's foolish.
100%. And I will proceed. Still do it. You and you'll now be aware that I'm thinking of doing it because I already talked to you about it. So if you check my location, you see where I'm at, you're not going to be that surprised. You're going to be like, I told this dumb bitch not to go do that. And look at her. Look at her going to do it right now.
Mind you.
And be like, yeah. And I don't feel bad.
Jewel in her mid to late 20s, looking at the location, seeing I'm not at my home. Jewel, where are you? At home?
At home.
Jewel, you're not at home. Jewel, I can see it on your phone. You're not at home.
Wow.
And so why are you checking my location in the first place? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Where's the trust?
Now, that is a fair question. I would like some answers to that as well. Now, question I have for you, Jewel. At what age does teen angst stop?
Unclear. I'm not sure because I still feel like mm-hmm. I have it in me. I still feel like I have mm-hmm. a little bit of angst in me. My boyfriend says I do all the time. He's mm-hmm. like, very strange. I don't understand why you were so angsty. It's weird behavior. When should it stop? Probably by the time you're 25. When does it stop? I have no clue.
And likewise, I'm waiting for it to let up. It only seems to have intensified if I'm really being honest.
Yeah, like the more that I get into adulthood, the more that I feel like I'm being dragged along against my will. And the more that I feel like I'm having to participate in something that I didn't sign up for. Ain't nobody warned me about. Like I saw a tweet today that was like, being an adult is just like alternating buying toilet paper and paper towels for the rest of your life.
And like, who asked for this?
That's crazy. Like, what are you talking like? Ooh. My boyfriend, I'm on a podcast. Why is he on my... I thought it was Eleanor coming because sometimes she'll nudge the door open with her little nose. And I looked and I was like, where's Eleanor? Here he go. Move!
He said, hi.
Get away from me! Yeah, I just... There's so many parts of adulting. I still absolutely feel like, oh my God, I'm so young to have a kid. Like, I'm like, me have a kid today?
I'm like, I would be a teen mom.
I absolutely feel like I would be a teen mother at 31 having a child.
Right.
Who's going to take care of me?
Why would y'all try to sign me up for teen mom?
Who is going to take care of me?
You know what I mean? When my friends be like, oh, I'm pregnant, I still be like, good or bad?
Just
congratulations or I'm sorry. Which one? How do we feel? What's the vibe?
I still text my mom to ask her basic things. How am I supposed to know when I'm supposed to do that to my car?
Same.
What do I ask when I go to the doctor? Like, why? How would I know these? I feel angst because, again, I feel like all of this is things that I absolutely did not sign up for and I don't want to participate in.
Yeah. 100%. I agree with that. I feel like the fact that I have to feed myself at least twice a day is like absolutely crazy. Sometimes I require more than that. Sometimes my stomach decides to be like, growl, bitch, I'm still hungry after the second time I fed myself. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're on to time number 3. That's crazy to me that I'm supposed to be responsible for feeding myself for the rest of my life. One, I'm supposed to be responsible for filling up my humidifier every night. That's the worst chore. Worst chore. I hate
filling up your humidifier.
Filling that fucking humidifier. I hate it so bad. It's the worst fucking chore. It's always right as I'm ready to dive into bed. I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I'm like, num, num, num. These sheets look so delicious and tantalizing. And I'm ready to just fall asleep in them. And I look over and that fucking humidifier is empty.
This is so annoying.
And if I don't fill it, I'm going to wake up with dry sinuses. And they're going to crack and they're going to bleed.
Are you okay? I can't believe this.
No, I'm tired
Sequoia,
of that.
Sequoia goes to bed at 8:15 with a sound machine, a wind machine on, the humidifier blowing. The phone is in another apartment building probably because it can't be in the bedroom with her.
And on D&D in the other
and
apartment
it's building. In another apartment building on D&D. And mind you, because we're 3-hour time difference, so Sequoia goes to... When it's 9 p.m. there, it's 12. It's midnight in Atlanta. And I'll be up texting. And she'll be like, Jewel, why are you awake?
Why are you awake?
What are you doing?
Why are you awake?
And I'm like, girl, scrolling on Twitter, scrolling on TikTok. Girl, did you see what that person said? And she's like, Jewel, go to sleep. And I'm like, but what if I miss something? Like, what? And you telling me about a humidifier? A humidifier.
Yeah. I'm really tired of that shit. I'm exhausted with the humidifier.
Because I just got the hatch 2 weeks ago. I'm finna turn that shit off. They said I got 30 days to return it, and I've considered. I don't want it no more because it keep waking me up, and that's what it's supposed to do, but I don't want to be woken up.
Yeah, child, that's what it's supposed to do. If you was going to sleep on time, you wouldn't be upset about it waking you up, but you want to be up texting me at 12 a.m. Last night, I was like, now, why is she still texting? I was looking at her.
The funny thing is, now I've made a habit to try not to text you after a certain time so you'll think I'm asleep, but last night, I looked, and I was like, it's 12:30, and I just sent her a TikTok.
No, literally, I said, now what time is it there? Because it's already a little, it's getting real close to my bedtime.
12:33, and I was sending TikToks that didn't have nothing to do with nothing. Nothing to do with nothing.
And then I'll respond to Jewel, won't respond to the morning, trying to pretend like she was asleep.
After I sent
girl,
it, I went to bed.
She wasn't asleep. Oh, well, good. I'm proud of you. Anyways, okay. Another break. Let's take another break.
Video games can make you laugh.
They can make you cry.
They can even make you sing.
We're the hosts of Triple Click.
It's a podcast about video games.
This is an exciting time for new games, from Diablo to Final Fantasy.
From Starfield to Street Fighter.
From Zelda to, oh, who are we kidding? We're just going to talk about Zelda.
Whether you play games or you just like hearing about them, we've got you covered.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
And we're back. One gotta go. You ready for this, Jewel?
No, but go on.
I don't think it's even gonna be that hard because I didn't choose such super hard stuff. It's gonna be pretty good. One gotta go. Bad idea, right? Get him back or good for you?
Good for you.
Agreed. That is my choice too. And I really like Good For You. When Good For You first came out, that was the one. Yeah, that was the one for me.
Before I heard the others, that was the one. But unfortunately, you know.
But God damn it, Olivia outdid herself with this
second
album.
Bad Idea Right is freaking great. That's such a good song.
It's actually crazy.
And I think Get Him Back is so fun. I was listening to it earlier.
It's so fun.
It's such a fun song. So, sorry. I'm actually surprised that Get Him Back has not been more successful. Because I know she's been trying, child. She done tried everything she could to make the damn song successful. Fetch ain't gonna
happen. Stop playing with Miss Olivia. It really should, because it's a double entendre, okay?
It's very
fun. She said, I want to get him back, and I want to get him back.
Mm-hmm. And who hasn't? Who among us? You know what I'm saying? Who among us?
I mean, so wait,
why is it every time that I say who among us, you
No. You know, it's really true. No, I have. I have wanted to get him back.
Where is the camaraderie?
I will say, most times, I feel that I have been in the wrong, and so I didn't have a reason to feel that way.
You do have villain energy in your dating life,
in my spirit, you know. Anyways, okay, moving on. One gotta go. Driver's License, Vampire, or jealousy. Yep.
I'll let jealousy go. It's fun. Mm-hmm. But I'll let it go. Like, I think if I never
I like jealousy.
I like
too.
It I do,
yeah.
But we know Driver's License ain't going nowhere. And I do like Vampire. So
Vampire's so good.
Unfortunately, oof. Jealousy, you didn't make the chop.
Chop. You are not advancing to next week, America's Next Top Model. In this folder, I have two photos.
Anyways, two photos, and you were not one. Move on.
Didn't advance forward. I hate to see it. Olivia saying, Bloodsucker, Fame Fucker. On Vampire, that's enough to sustain Vampire. The staying power of Vampire, based on that lyric right there. You have a 20-year-old calling you a fame fucker. Who are you? Show yourself. That's embarrassing.
It drives me crazy when I hear, which I'm like, good for the kids. They got a little kids pop version, but I don't want to hear it. When they be like, fame lover. I don't want to hear it. Shh.
Oh, fame lover.
Is it fame lover?
Oh, she says dream. She says dream crusher, I think.
Dream
crusher.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like it either. And Miss Olivia was cussing on this one. She had some curse words on the first one, but on this one,
I wanted to have the umph and dream crusher or whatever the hell she said. It just don't have
it. It don't have the umph. It don't have it. Did you see the TikTok where she was talking about the original lyrics for All American Bitch?
Mm-mm.
She said the original lyrics were perfect All American lips and perfect All American tits. And she was like, okay, let me pull back. I'm doing too much. I'm just cursing for no reason. She was like, I'm just cursing for no reason at this point.
I don't think we went far enough.
You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, no, I think we all knew that you said tits in your brain. We all kind of knew that. Because hips, lips to hips is different. That's
that. In my mind, it is tits.
Yeah, it is absolutely tits. So, great. And then One Gotta Go. This one, I'm wondering if this is going to be hard for you. I really don't know. This is very easy for me, of course. But I think, I don't know. This is probably going to be easy for you. I hope it's not. Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish.
Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. We're going to have to do some process of elimination here.
Okay, let's get into it. What's the process?
We know that Taylor Allison Swift will be staying. Unfortunately, she is the first photo that we pull out. We have two photos here. First photo, Taylor Allison Swift. Please make your way back to the house. You are staying for another week.
Wow.
You have one more week to become America's next top dramatic singer. I don't know.
Pop star. What's your hesitation?
Don't judge me because I know how you girls like to tussle, but I think it's Billy. I think Billy.
You're getting rid of William?
I think we're getting rid of Livy.
Oh, we're getting rid of Liv?
I think Billy is headed back to the house with Taylor. I've seen Billy perform live. I like Billy performing live. I think Billy's voice is incredible. I think Billy's songwriting capabilities along with Phineas, incredible. I think I have been a fan of Billy since fucking Ocean Eyes and whatever that damn EP was, Don't Smile at Me. I've been a fan of the production, of the songwriting, of the vocals, of the unfortunately, Livy, you gotta go. She getting chopped.
Okay.
I think Liv Rodrigo would get dropped. Who would you drop?
Who would I drop?
Never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Never mind.
Just for context, y'all, this episode was supposed to be about Taylor Swift, and I simply could not find it in my heart to do it. I'm not saying I'm never going to get to it. I'm going to get to it eventually, y'all. Eventually. I'm gonna get to it for the Black Swifties.
That's not even the most egregious part. Are we valid? Say it again.
Yeah, the Black Swifties are valid. I'm happy for y'all.
That's interesting because you are literally close friends with a Black Swiftie, multiple, and don't say that to us. As a matter of fact, crowdsourced to see who could be on the Taylor Swift episode and didn't think about your friends who actually like Taylor Swift.
I did think about y'all. Perhaps I think just you two aren't valid. Have you ever considered that the rest of the back?
Let me tell you how I've been on the train since, you know, Teardrops on My Guitar.
Now I was on the Teardrops on My Guitar train. I really was. I was on the train up until I was on the Taylor Swift train up until when did I hop off? Is 15 on that same album?
No. Okay. Yes, maybe. I don't know. It's all a blur. I think so.
I was even on it. Blank Space. I was still.
You was on it in 1989. That was a while.
I was still checking in every now and again.
So when the hell did you get off Reputation?
I got off at the VMAs. That's when I took my step off.
Blank Space came out after the VMAs. Or tomorrow, which VMA? Oh. You talking about when Kanye did Kanye? Was Kanye?
Yeah.
That was well before. Blank Space came out. That came out on the same album as 22, and I was 22 because I made all of my friends send me videos singing 22 for my 22nd birthday. I hate that I didn't know you back then.
Because you wasn't getting one out of me, baby. Okay, so you wasn't getting one out of me.
I really hate that I didn't know you back then, because I wish you would have not sent me a 22 birthday video. So you know, the VMAs definitely came. So Nachi was a silent fan baby, because Blank Space came out after the VMAs.
That was the beginning of my departure. I started to say, you know what? I don't know.
That was a good 4 or 5 years later, because I was in high school when the VMAs happened, and I was graduating college. And I was graduating. I was graduating college when Blank Space came out. Baby.
Well, I'm sorry that you're old. If you're a fan, I hate that for you.
And if you're a fan, just say that.
Wouldn't say that. Person would say that. Anyways, naturally, we see that Taylor Swift is leaving for me. She can go right outside.
That's fair. That's fair.
That was
a good one, though. That tripped me up a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I did a good job. Yeah, I hadn't really talked to you about William, so I wasn't sure if you were a William girly like that. I know that you like that one Barbie song with Phineas, but I wasn't sure if you knew the rest. Anyways.
Okay.
Lastly, and finally, I personally would love to see Miss Olivia Rodrigo. Damn, why did I say her name like that? Rodrigo EP star in and make a soundtrack for a teen movie a la Mean Girls or John Tucker Must Die. Okay. And so I have just set the scene for what we could do just to get the ball rolling. I know likely Olivia's team is probably listening. So, you know, just to give you the ball rolling. You know what I mean? I have a couple ideas. Setting, Coastal High School. I checked. Miss Olivia is from Riverside County. That is a county in California, Southern California. You know, my mom lives in Riverside County. So it's, you know, she's one of us. She's a Southern California girly. Setting, Coastal High School. Olivia is a girl next door type, of course. She's a nice girl. Jenna Ortega is opposite her as the mean girl.
I would be scared.
But as a plot twist, they're besties. Okay? They're besties.
Not me and you. Okay, go on.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, I'm going to circle back to that. But yes. They're besties. At the start of the new year, they decide this year, Olivia is going to stop being a people pleaser and learn to say no and stand up for herself. And Jenna will act as her coach in this mission, and hijinks ensues. Okay. You with me? Are you here with me right now?
I'm with you. I hear it.
Great. Olivia and Jenna's arch nemesis is Lily Rose Depp.
Okay.
Who is more like a traditional popular girl. She is also mean, similar to Jenna, but, you know, mean for bad purposes. Jenna is just, that's just kind of her essence. But she's kind. Fair. She's mean, but kind, you know.
Sure.
Lily is just a bitch. So Lily Rose Depp, opposite Mean Girls. They obviously don't get along. Love interest, none other than one Timothée Chalamet. My personal fave.
Is he?
I do actually really like Timothée Chalamet. I do really like that little boy. You don't like him?
I don't dislike him.
You like Tom Holland more than Timothée Chalamet, though?
Probably, yes. But I... Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not my brand. Apologies. But I can see how it's yours. No shade.
Okay. Wow. yours, no shade.
Woo, I'm sorry.
Trash. Anyways, yeah, so Olivia and team, if you're listening, I would love if you went ahead and give that a run. Give that a go. And we can have a soundtrack for it. Olivia's music is dying to be the soundtrack of a film. And she already acts. So stop playing. Give her a short film. If not, just make a visual album where it has little scenes interspliced a la Lemonade, a la My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Do a whole thing.
I have a question. Can she act?
She does, in fact, act.
Okay, great. And we're gonna move on.
She certainly can act.
Mm-hmm. She does that. She can act. You know what I mean? She is an actress.
Mm-hmm. She certainly is an actress. All right. So,
thank you so much.
There's that. So I would like to see it. Let me know who I need to get in contact with to make that happen. I can front exactly $0, but definitely can confront a lot of support.
I mean, you can write the whole damn script. That sounds like your life.
I can, now what I can do is write a script.
What you can contribute is the damn script. So now what?
You know what I mean? Or at least creative direct. I could creative direct too. You know, I got a little bit of that on my resume. So hit me up if you need to. You can find me at blackpeopleupparamore@gmail.com or anything like that. Jewel, do you have anything else you want to tell the folks about Olivia Rodrigo? Any other stories that you want to give the folks? Anything else?
No, I just love her. And I'm so happy that every time we get someone like Olivia to the front, I'm like, let's celebrate women and emotions. Let's celebrate the girlies and feelings.
Period.
Let's put it at the top of the charts.
I believe you coined the term millennials in support of Olivia Rodrigo.
Did I?
You did. Child, you tweeted it. You don't
so
remember.
Much. You don't know what the hell I be saying, child. Yeah. I mean, but I am. And you, okay, and I do. I am.
You even came up with an acronym. MSOR.
The fact that you remember this and I have no recollection of this, baby, but it sounds like something I would have done. Because I am a millennial in support of Olivia Rodrigo. We have chapters all throughout the country. I am the president of the Southeastern region.
Well, now that her and Taylor Swift are beefing, how could you possibly be the president of the Southeastern region when you just said Olivia could go outside and you was going to keep Taylor?
And so this is what I think maybe you don't get is that sometimes your personal opinion doesn't impact your professional work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh! And so,
and so you know, my personal allegiances and opinions don't prevent me from doing my job as president of MSOR.
Does Olivia know that? Does she approve of you being the president of her chapter?
No, snitch. Also, she didn't until you came on here snitching and telling.
Mm-hmm. Now look at that.
So that's that. If I get removed from the committee, from my own committee that I created, it was because here you go snitching.
And I'll do it again.
And, you know, anyways, I predict that in a decade, they'll come together. They'll be friends. You know, we love a moment where the pop stars reunite. So
I hope not. I hope Olivia's staying strong in that.
I wouldn't be mad if she did. I wouldn't be mad if she did.
Go fuck with Hayley Williams. Go fuck with Hayley. Since you already had to give her writing credit on Good For You, a la Misery Business, that's already somebody that you name is one of your references often. Go have fuck with Hayley. She never fuck you up. A good lady, through and through. The other lady got snakes all up and up and down her photo. So
move forward.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't have anything else, Jewel. Please tell the folks where they can find you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, as always. My Twitter and Instagram handles are at Jewel Wicker Show.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you want to, you know, plug here? Any stuff?
No. What would I be plugging? I
work. Okay.
And when I work, I and post you can it find.
Okay. She do be posting online when she work. You can find me at BPLP Pod across all the social media platforms. We are active on the TikToks these days. If you want to go check out the TikTok, I'm really trying to make it pop, really trying to make it bust, but you know, the algorithm trying to play with me. So if y'all could go over there and follow, that would be fantastic. Obviously, always active on Instagram. If you would like to subscribe to the show, you can go to MaximumFun.org. And if you want to support me and subscribe, make a monetary, you know, donation and all that type of stuff, you can find it there. Email me at blackpeopleupparamore@gmail.com. And I'll see y'all next week, in 2 weeks, whenever this damn show come out. Okay, bye.